Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Show. Doug will be here. He will be back sooner than you think he is. Right now, I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. He is James Collins. And I think we can have some fun. I think there are some fun things to talk about, some real things to talk about.
That's a requirement when Doug's gone, right?
Well, we have to jump into Donald Trump's win over Nikki Haley right out of the gate. Her home state. Yeah. Where does she
South
go
Carolina.
From here?
Right. Well, she goes probably home pretty soon because she's lost the big Republican investors that were behind her were the Koch brothers. You know, everybody talks about their money, and they were investing in her even through South Carolina. They have now decided that they're going to pull out. So really the only money that's left behind Nikki is what she's got in her coffers and any Democrat money that comes in because they just want to see someone who's going to stand up against Trump and try to make him look bad. So I think that's kind of what's left for her. I do know that she plays TV buys through Super Tuesday, so it's not surprising that she didn't jump out right after South Carolina, even losing in her home state, because they already had money that was already spent, which Super Tuesday is March 5th. But I would imagine after March 5th, it's going to... It would really be a shock if she was able to cobble a way to stay together, because it's not about the candidates that want to stay in. It's about, do they have the money and the funding to do it? Because everybody with the ego that thinks they can run for president is going to stay in the race as long as they can, but do they have the money to do it? And that'll be her question, I think.
Is this the earliest in an election year that the candidates have dwindled down to soon to be one for the Republican Party?
I think typically, but, you know, Trump is in a different situation because usually no. I mean, the answer would be no in a case when you've got someone running for re-election. And because Trump is sort of the quasi-incumbent, that's what makes this time a little bit different. Because even though he isn't the immediate president, people know what he's capable of. He was only a one-termer. So this is a little bit unprecedented because it is for these people like running against someone who's currently in the Oval Office, I think. So it makes it a little different. But at this time in 2016, you still had Ted Cruz, you still had Marco Rubio, and you still had John Kasich in the race. So Trump was starting to break away at this point during 2016, but there were still multiple other people trying to fight it out.
Interesting. Yeah, and this is one of those times when it's like you've had a chance to see what somebody has already done in the seat of president as they're running.
Right.
Like, how do you argue that?
And that's the thing, because a lot of times when you have these big races where you've got a bunch of people in, everybody's just giving you their ideas, and then there's room to kind of poke through them. But with Trump, you know what you're going to get. You know, and right now, the equation for him is, can you get the people over the fact that they don't like some of the stuff that he says or some of the stuff that the media says he says, but they know what kind of output he gets as a president. So it is going to be interesting. He's shifted a bit. He's, after winning South Carolina, he said he's focusing now on Joe Biden pretty much entirely, and that he's going to try to figure out a way to bring in those Nikki Haley voters, because say what you will about her, and at this point I think it's time for her to drop out. Not because I think that Trump needs to be coronated, but just sensibly she's not ahead in any other state in the primary. I mean, South Carolina was probably her last best shot. And so with that being said, now Trump's got to figure out how you bring in her voters, and then how you bring in maybe some of the independent voters who aren't happy with Joe Biden. And so his campaign says that he's going to shake away from just pleasing the base, which is what a lot of candidates do, and already start focusing on the general, which is smart. And the reason that's smart is because if you start focusing on the general, you have to start focusing on Joe Biden. But more than that, you need to start focusing on the bad policies that he represents, because there's a huge chance that Joe Biden isn't going to be the person running in November. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure, if you're running against him, that you're not only running against Joe Biden the person, but also the policy, so that you could connect them to Kamala Harris or to Gavin Newsom or whomever could get helicoptered in at their convention.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, with the whole, what are they calling it? The Veep Stakes? Has there been any new news coming from there that solidifies who is on the short list a little bit more, whose names are off the short list? Donald Trump. I feel like we won't know until he's ready for us to know. He seems like he can keep it close to the vest if he truly wants.
And I have no inside knowledge on when he's going to announce, and boy, but I do kind of understand the Trump machine, and I feel like he makes some good choices when he is trying to publicize himself, way better than like Biden's press team. I think Biden's press team sometimes hurts him with some of the things that they do and push him out in. So just using like public relations and when would be a good time. I would imagine he has a good night on Super Tuesday. Sometime after Super Tuesday is when we're going to hear who his vice presidential pick is. That's also the time when his court cases are going to start to really heat up, and he might need someone to hit the campaign trail for him, because he's going to be stuck dealing with those. So I'd imagine we're going to know soon, probably soon after Super Tuesday. I think on the short list is definitely Tim Scott. I think J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, is on the short list. I think that Elise Stefanik is there as well. I don't think that Ron DeSantis is an option. I don't think that Nikki Haley is an option. Tulsi Gabbard, I really hope, is not an option. I think she'd be a good candidate for RFK to run with. But you have to think, if something happens to Trump, you've got to have someone who's ready to run. And Tulsi Gabbard doesn't really line up with the party's ideals. So I do think that's interesting. I think Kristi Noem's probably still on the list. There is one name that I have heard is Trump's VP that never gets mentioned on any list. And so I don't know if that person's still in contention or not. My money has always been on Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott would make a great choice for him. He's a senator. He comes with that experience. I think he's very likable. I think he has been very much an asset to Trump on the campaign trail since he dropped out of his own race. So that would probably be my choice if I were choosing. But, of course, my heart always belongs to Larry Elder as well. But I don't think he's on the list right now.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, that would have been pretty cool. You know the Veep personally.
I know. Plus, I think Larry's really good.
Cool,
and he brings a great message. You know, he's got a message that is really important about, you know, the family and about taking responsibility. And part of where I think our culture falls apart is sometimes when these family structures fall apart. So I think I think he has a compelling message for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's something that was happening in California. Tell me if you heard about this. It was in San Jose, a bakery who got a really hefty order by Tesla. They needed a whole bunch of cupcakes, and then last minute they kind of doubled the cupcakes, and then at the very last minute, they canceled the order.
Mm. Did not hear about that, but that's terrible.
Yes. Yeah, so the owner of this place, The Giving Pies, was approached by a Tesla representative around Valentine's Day to do a order, like ordering thousands of mini pies from her business. Not cupcakes, I'm sorry, mini pies. And they provided a quote. There was an approval. It was, you know, she was expecting a smooth transaction and everything, and they were supposed to do the first payment and then, like, a second payment. Well, the first payment never materialized. And then they started growing concerned, and then there was no contact with this representative anymore from Tesla. And then finally, when contact was reestablished, they doubled the order. And the representative allegedly apologized for their vendor for not paying on time, claiming it was like they weren't a new hire, all of this stuff. And despite the short notice, the owner of the Giving Pies consulted with their staff, and the staff assured, you know what, we can make this happen. This is a huge order for us. The order would have been worth like $16,000. Well, it's not like the baker has that much of the supplies just lying around. Yes, they have a lot, but when you have an order of like the thousands, you need to go buy some more. So
a lot.
Not only did they lose out on the $16,000 at the last minute, but they'd already started doing everything. So that's time, money, all of that stuff that completely was just really flushed down the toilet, if you will.
So did I'm surprised this isn't a story that would have gotten back to Elon Musk that he would have tried to make right. So nothing, they just got stiffed. Is that
Right now, and the Tesla spokesperson acknowledged that they'd been in touch with the business owners, saying that they might make up an event. The event itself was canceled. So it seems like Tesla will be making it right eventually. They're just waiting for confirmation. But would you trust it again? I would almost be like, okay, well, you have to pay up front.
Pay in advance. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You would think that with something like that, that you would have to, with the big order, that maybe there would be a deposit situation just so at least you could get your supplies paid
for. And that was,
because
that was supposed to be the... Yeah, and that was supposed to be the thing. And then that's when the payments were failing.
And then
they weren't showing up. Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. You would think with a name like Tesla, you wouldn't think you have to not trust a Tesla representative coming through because they're so giant. But
But here's where my brain goes is I think this was a real story and everything. But my brain goes to, if you're a small business owner of something like this and somebody calls you with an extreme order and it's a well-known big company, what if it's not real? What if
a fake. Yeah, you got to check it out.
What if it's just one of those hooligans who not really trying to get anything out of anything, just want to cause chaos for people?
What do you think? I mean, I would think I would just stick like a tent out in front of my business and start having a pie sale, wouldn't you? Like, come on. It'd be like my lemonade sale. Let's get rid of some of these pies.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, my goodness. Did you have a lemonade stand when you were little?
I never did, but I always dreamt of it. Like, when I was a kid, I used to always dream about businesses. Like, because I was a big fan of the Babysitter's Club, I always wanted to have, like, a babysitter business. And, like, I never got anything off the ground, but I did always love the idea. And I always thought my craft projects would be, like, gold to somebody, but they were terrible.
See, I did a couple of lemonade stands. I wanted to do, like, a carnival, super low-key in the front yard where you basically have a jar and you drop, like, hairpins inside, like just little carnival games, like not a carnival, the carnival games or whatever. But if you're doing something like that, you have to get a permit. And I was like 6 or 7 and I was like, that sounds too legit. I'm not trying to do that.
This is why I'm a conservative. No oversight like that. Come on. Let a business.
It's 18 after the hour.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation. Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath and sing. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify.
Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on the Seconds Good Day radio program. Doug will be back soon. I'm Jay. She's Jen. He's James. And there's some exciting news in television. I don't know if this is as exciting to you, Jen and James, as it is to me, but Selena Gomez has revealed that there is going to be, don't call it a reboot, but there is a show coming back. What is it with all of these, some of these reboots or reimaginings, re-envisionings have been really good, like when they brought Will and Grace back, but that was,
yeah,
that was like a continuation.
Mm-hmm. Frasier's been really good. That just got a second season.
Yeah. The Friends reunion thing, that was pretty fun. And that was done in a completely different way. They didn't come back reprising their characters, but they came back as the actors revisiting everything. Right. That was fun. It was just like one of those one-offs. But there are so many shows that I would love for them to bring back because it just felt like it didn't get wrapped up. Like things that were canceled left on a cliffhanger. That kind of stuff.
Like, yeah, I hate when that happens.
For like a one-hour episode.
You get committed.
Close everything up.
Right. Yep, you get committed, and you're like, how does it all end? I need to know. So when is Selena coming back? Do we know? Is she going to tell us, or are we going to find
out? Oh, yes. We can talk about that right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Gomez is talking about the new Wizards of Waverly Place.
She talked about it on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He called it a reboot. She says, nope, it's not a reboot. It is a different version. So what are some things we know about this? I am totally geeked for this. I was in my 20s when this came out. This ran from 2007 to 2012. I was probably a little bit too old. I was not the demographic for Disney Channel shows, but
this,
you know what? I was still there. James,
yeah,
you were there.
Yeah, this was my demographic. I was, oh gosh, I think I was like 11 or 12 when this came out, and I ate it up. I loved this show so much. I watched it all the way through. It's called a reboot, but it's going to be more of a reprise. What it's going to be is... David Henry's character, who played the older brother in the show, is going to have his own family, kind of, but he's given up his powers, his wizard powers that they all had in the first show, and he's going
to
try...
Well, because Selena Gomez is the family wizard. She's the one that won it.
Exactly.
So is he kind of going to be the David DeLuise character, who was the dad, giving the... the wizard lessons to the kids.
That is exactly what they're going for, yeah.
That sounds a lot like what they did with Boy Meets World and then Girl Meets World.
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah,
yeah, where they all go and have their family. And Full House is a huge example of that.
Full House and then Fuller House, yeah. So it's kind of taking that route. Selena Gomez and David Henry are coming back. I don't know if they've confirmed any of the other casts yet.
Oh, I'm sure the rest of them will be jumping in.
There'll definitely be some cameos, absolutely.
Yeah. This is exciting. I am excited for this.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to let you guys be excited about this, and I'll be excited that Selena Gomez is doing more Only Murders in the Building.
I am so excited for that. Yes, season 4. Oh, that is going to be so much fun. Selena Gomez just needs to keep doing it all. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that 1 in 3 American families feed the birds? More than 63 million American adults enjoy this colorful pastime, and here are some fun things to do to encourage birds into your backyard. Food and feeders. Put up nectar feeders for hummingbirds and orioles. Place a window feeder on your child's bedroom window for fun bird watching. Put out fruit and jelly feeders with jelly orange and apple halves. Watch bluebirds gobble down mealworms placed in a bluebird feeder. Try a peanut feeder for chickadees, nuthatches, and woodpeckers and jays. And use a trellis to grow flowering vines for attracting hummingbirds. Plant seeds and create a hummingbird and butterfly garden. You know, there's nothing better than getting up in the morning or late in the evening and going out into your yard and watching the birds. And remember, now they have these little hidden microphones that you can actually put by your bird feeders. So this way, when the birds are out there eating, not only can you watch them, you can actually enjoy hearing them, enjoying the great meals that you give them.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Workday News Update. Google is suspending its Gemini AI image generation platform after there were reports that it failed to respond accurately to user inputs. The decision made Thursday. The Verge released several screenshots earlier showcasing instances where the AI program generated historically inaccurate images. In one of them, a request for a 1943 German soldier produced images of people of color wearing Nazi uniforms. Volkswagen is recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk.
The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagen, Jetta, and Audi A3 models that were produced between 2015 and 2020. The compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. As of now, no fires have been reported.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
It's a great movie.
I just love that part at the end. No.
No, I'm not going to prepare to die.
Did you watch The Princess Bride as a kid, Jen?
Loved it. Probably watched it over and over and over again. Loved that movie. I haven't seen it in such a long time, and it'd be worth rewatching because it's just so silly and funny and sweet all at the same time. It's a great movie.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it as a kid. I saw it as an adult, and I feel like most movies that
it's better that way.
You know, they have that nostalgia where you see it as a kid, and then you see it for the first time as an adult. It just doesn't hit. Like The Goonies did not hit for me. That was what I saw as an
really?
Adult.
Really? Oh,
I appreciate
that movie.
The Princess Bride.
Yeah, both of those are good ones from the 80s, definitely. I know a friend of mine that I worked with for so many years was, like, obsessed with The Princess Bride. That was her favorite movie of all time. And it is. It's really sweet. And so she's the reason as an adult that I kind of went back to watch it again. And it's cute. It's different. It's kind of like watching Looney Tunes. When you're a kid, you're laughing at cartoons. When you're an adult, you see the stuff that they build in for adult humor as well. So,
yeah, that's always kind of a lot of fun. Okay, something that's not fun, 54 people were hospitalized after a quote-unquote chemical odor was reported at a Pennsylvania packaging facility.
Uh-oh.
There was a chemical smell. Right? Everybody's okay. Everybody's okay. This facility has, like, 154 employees. So 54 people were hospitalized. There was this report of this chemical odor, and they contacted the police department, and police, and EMS, fire department, everybody arrived, but by the time they arrived, some were experiencing nausea, vomiting, headaches, all of this stuff. An investigation was performed, and they found nothing.
Hmm. That's weird. So where did it come from?
Right?
Do you ever, okay, so just this is small scale personal stuff, but there was a power outage in my area, which happens quite a bit, a few months ago. And I have a water filtering machine in my kitchen that filters tap water but turns it into purified water. It's like a regular water cooler but without the tank on top. And for some reason, my water tasted awful. Like there was something wrong, chemically wrong with the water. I called DWP, the Department of Water and Power. There was no problem. The people came out and looked at the machine. There was no problem. And then the taste was fine. So you tell me what happens when that kind of, I mean, I'm not making it up. You're not going crazy. These people smelled the smell, but they couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Well, exactly. What is it? Have you ever experienced this? And I've had it multiple times where you go to a restaurant, it could be different restaurants, and you get a drink and then you get a refill on your drink and the refill comes back and there is almost like a, I don't want to say a fishy taste to it, but there's like if you're a Bloody Mary drinker and you typically like a tomato juice base, but they give you Clamata and it's like, whoa, there's definitely like seafood in this. What is that taste? What is that?
I don't know. It makes you think that they probably just put it in dirty dishwasher and it probably or dishwater and it probably had some kind of fish residue or something.
Yeah, or like they didn't grab it from the clean area or whatever.
Yeah, or something fell in the ice. I mean, there's a million things that could happen. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, so back to this packaging facility in Pennsylvania. It was right near Philadelphia. They went in. They ran all kinds of testing. No abnormal readings were indicated. They cannot determine the cause of the odor because it was, supposedly gone. But enough people were as physically sick, needing to go to the hospital. The minor stuff, the minor symptoms were like sore throats. So some people also went to the hospital out of precaution. But the fact that some people were seriously like nauseous and horrible headaches and vomiting, and it just makes you wonder what happened. And am I following too many conspiracy theory accounts that I
and how like, do they
I
not
keep
know?
Going to those places? Yeah. I of swear course. I'm not
well,
a conspiracy theorist,
go.
But I can't read any more stories. And I'm like, wait, no, what if it's this? What if it's that? Like,
well, I think a lot of us who think that we're not conspiracy theorists are still just being let down by government. The government has been dishonest with us before. The news media is dishonest with us. There's a lot of people who want to protect their own rear ends, and so they're not very transparent. And so, of course, everybody who I think once just sort of blindly trusted everything, now we question everything. I don't think that makes us conspiracy theorists. I actually think it makes us smart because we've had too much evidence that we don't always get the entire story.
Did the whole Snowden thing, releasing that the government was spying on civilians, using technology to spy on civilians and all of that stuff, did that kind of initiate a lot of this more questioning, or was it already on its own.
Well, you know where I think it really started for people? It was, I mean, if you were alive, we were not, the three of us were not, but Doug certainly was, my dad. But I think very much that for a long time, especially after with the Civil War, between the Civil War and the 60s, I think there was a really big blind trust of government. Again, government had kind of repaired itself. People were just doing what they were told. But I think Kennedy's assassination actually started to make people realize that maybe they weren't getting the whole story. That kind of maybe woke it up in the generation that we would now consider to be the older generation. But for them, that was a younger generation. And then you kind of march forward and you've got the Snowden stuff. I think for a lot of people, COVID was really a hard ask from the government, especially given the information that's coming out now. I think there are just little things here and there that have like really woke people up to what's really going on. And it's good, I guess, that we're awake, but what do we do to repair the problem? And that's the tough hill to climb.
What I was thinking about nutrition as it pertains to health and wellness, and then you go into the medical side of it, where there are so many ingredients in a lot of our packaged products that are not food. They are not even permitted in other countries, and certain brands that are permitted in other countries have a completely different product that follows their guidelines. Why can't we get that stuff too?
Yeah, I think there's that's a lot where the distrust comes in too with people, is that they realize how closely aligned big pharma and big agriculture are in this country. And I do think that there's these little pieces that have come out over time that make people go, okay, are they trying to make us sick so that they can make the money to cure us? I mean, it's just, there's...
When they're not curing,
it's sad.
Band-aids on it. Yes.
Correct.
There's no preventative care. Like, there is, I'm actually trying, with my chronic illness and stuff, trying to get into functional medicine. And I have been on a wait list for over a year because something is going on with functional medicine at my main hospital that... With functional medicine, you have a kind of like a group of doctors that all specialize in one thing. And when your first appointment is, you go see all of them, and you have one that kind of tests different things with your body, one that talks to you about like diet and nutrition, one that tests for, you know, other things, so like metals in the body and all of that stuff, and they all work together. But apparently, a lot of them left. And they're having trouble hiring on new people and getting them certified with these special certifications for functional medicine. Because functional medicine isn't just, oh, you have a sore throat, let me give you a painkiller kind of situation. It's like, why do you keep getting sore throats, and what can we prevent from you getting these sore throats? And a lot of time it is lifestyle based. I'm not talking about anything of like, you know, severe cardiovascular disease or diabetes or something where you need the medicine. I'm talking about other things where it's just lifestyle based that can be causing additional things, and you can't get into anybody because those doctors aren't even there themselves right now.
What's causing that? What's causing the shortage?
That's what I'm questioning. Yeah, was it a bad work environment? Did they were they of an age that retired out? I never got into it, so I never saw any of these doctors. I don't know anybody who has. I have another friend who is dealing with a thyroid issue. It's not quite Graves' disease, but she was trying to get into functional medicine before this even started. And so she was able to end up seeing some of the doctors that were still there because she was already in, relatively speaking, before all of this happened. But she still hasn't had a chance to see everybody for the full stuff. Like, she saw one of the nutritionists, and that was it. Wow. But it's a question of how... In this one department, why are so many doctors gone, and why are they struggling to get them in? And again, I go back to my conspiracy theory mind of the whole situation of prescribing medicine for a certain illness rather than preventing the illness altogether.
Yeah.
Why is that department that does that? Why is the prevention department the one that's having all these issues?
And why is it that they wait until you have a really catastrophic diagnosis? Because the one time when people will go, oh, that's a good idea, is when you have cancer, right? And people will, the cancer treatment centers, I think, do a great job. And that's part of what they do is functional medicine, the Eastern with the Western. And I think that's the most sensible tactic to take, because you want to fix the problem entirely in your body. You don't just want to mask it with a pill. And it is interesting that most of the medical community will wait until you have something catastrophic happen for them to even turn you down that path, which is kind of vice versa, right? We should be trying that before we get that catastrophic diagnosis. But
yeah,
medicine is flawed, and it is a moneymaker for people, that's for sure.
It is. It is definitely here. It seems like it's the most debt people are in are either, if it's not school and student loan debt, it's medical debt.
1,000%.
100%.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on. Weigh in on this because I feel like we should all join this discussion. Go to social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Good Day Networks. Of course, you can always call us and tell us in your own voice, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Here is a story on Reddit where a woman was asked, or she asked a fellow passenger to move from business class to economy so that her husband could move up.
No.
Okay or not okay?
Buy your own business class ticket, lady. You can't do that. Maybe in coach you could make the argument that you could ask somebody to be nice enough to move your seat. But I can't stand these people who think just because they have someone on the plane that they can ask you to move, it's like you should have been a better planner. If you wanted to sit together, you should have bought those tickets earlier.
Yes, yes. And a lot of them think, well, you know what, we'll just have somebody move. Again, I get it. If you're in the same seated vicinity and it's kind of the same ticket price, maybe you want to ask, like, hey, would you mind switching seats? But also, that does not, if they say no, they have a right to say no. You don't have a right to get mad at
them. Yeah, and you don't need to bully them
for saying no.
If they don't want to. Right.
Exactly. But this is reaching. The whole, like, no, I'm asking you to pay, you paid for business class, but go back to economy so I can sit next to my husband. Like,
now, if she had really wanted to sit next to her husband, she would have asked the person sitting next to him if they wanted a business class ticket to switch with her.
Right.
That's what she should have done. If she was really caring about that, other than just looking for a free upgrade, man, the backbone on some of these people is amazing.
Well, yes.
Tell me the guy said no.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They said no. And the person, it was like entitled people in the whole Reddit thread was talking about how people are just expecting complete strangers to fix your situation, like not looking ahead to get all tickets together or anything like that. I've been on planes and I've noticed that, you know, somebody near me is right in my aisle is with somebody that's just across the aisle. And if they're in an aisle seat, because I'm superstitious, I have to be in an aisle seat. If that other person is in an aisle seat, I'll ask, do you want to trade seats with me? Like, that's no big deal.
Right.
I have had one time where I did say no to somebody that they asked me if, and it did work out, but they asked me if I would trade seats. And I looked over and I was like, well, where's the seat? And it was a window seat, which is terrifying to me. And I explained, I'm like, look, I'm willing to trade seats, but I can only trade seats for an aisle seat. I am superstitious. Like, my brain says that if I'm at a window seat, this plane will go down. And I know that makes no sense.
That's not good for you either.
But that's my superstition. Yeah. And the person who was on the aisle seat where the person was sitting was like, I'll move to the window seat. You can move to the aisle seat. So I still moved. But that person, it was like an additional person that was like, no, it's okay. I'll go to the window seat.
Like a three-way trade,
the window seat person could go over. It was a domino effect of companionship. It's 48 after the hour.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun. Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't go, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on 2 wheels. That can't be safe.
Well, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stephens Good Day radio program. Doug will be back shortly. I am Jay Kirshner. He is James Collins.
That is me.
And it is Food Farm Family time. Foodfarmfamily.com. Let's talk about snacking on pistachios because it's National Pistachio Day. Are you a fan, James?
I do like pistachios. I do quite like. Now, what I like more personally, I like pistachio ice cream. Are you a fan of pistachio ice cream at all?
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Pistachio
awesome.
Ice cream, pistachio, like cakes or loaf breads or whatever, those things, they're all so good. Pistachio, I have never had pistachio. I drink dairy-free.
Right, yeah.
Alternatives.
Yeah, you do the coconut and almond milk, yeah.
Yes, so cashew is actually my favorite, but I feel like I can only do cashew at home because no places have that as an option. It's usually the typical cow's milk, almond milk, coconut milk, oat milk. I don't even think they have soy at some places anymore. Some might still.
I've seen some soy milk.
But I've not seen pistachio.
I was just about to ask, can you pull milk from a pistachio?
Well, yeah, I mean, you grind it up, and then you mix it with water, and then you strain it, so that's what the substance is.
This is definitely something Doug would be cursing. 100%.
Like, that's what the, yeah, so that's what the substance is and all of that. But, so I feel like you could do it with any type of nut, but I'm wondering if the pistachio just maybe wouldn't be good. I don't know. I have a nut milk maker machine, and I may have to go get some pistachios and try it myself.
Love it. You're going to have to tell me how it goes, because I can't imagine pistachio milk being the go-to, personally.
Yeah, I feel like that's more of a snacking thing. Like,
yeah.
Let's just have a bunch. And here's the cool thing about pistachios is it has the same amount of protein as an egg per serving, plus all these other nutrients. But what's fascinating is that it's from the evergreen family. It's the plant, the evergreen family. So those also include mangoes, cashews, which makes sense because they're delicious, and poison ivy.
Oh, okay.
That's a jump, right?
Well, yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
So in 7,000 BC, ancient pistachios were pretty much revealed to be consumed in Turkey during about that time by archaeological evidence. And then in the 1880s, pistachios were imported to America, but only for citizens of Middle Eastern descent. And then in 2005, it became a money-making machine.
Wow.
And pistachio crops valued hit $573 million. So we missed our chance to get in on the pistachio.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to go to the store, I'm going to get a little pistachio plant, and then in a year, I'll have $573 million, and I'll see you guys later. Just like that.
And if you want to put some our way, because we gave you this idea.
True,
you
know, true. We'll do some
like
charity income here.
A finder's fee.
Yeah, finder's fee. Love it. All right,
so we all have cell phones, mobile devices attached to us at the hip. We have all been in a situation where it gets wet. Maybe you get thrown into a pool and you still had your phone on you, or you drop it in a puddle or something else that contains water.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What have you done in the past, James?
Famously, I put my phone in some rice. But I'm hearing from Apple that you're not supposed to do that, which is weird. That's always been
those hacks. That's been the life hack that everybody says. Like, yes, you can just put it on some paper towels and let it dry out itself eventually. Or you throw it in rice, and that will help. But Apple issued a warning that you should not, above anything else, do not put it in rice, because this can allow small particles of the rice to get into your phone, damage your phone. They also say don't dry your phone with an external heat source or compressed air, like don't use a blow dryer on it. Don't insert a foreign object into anywhere. Like,
so what are you supposed to do? Just cry? Like, what are you, like?
Well, yeah, so typically what you do is you put it on a towel or something and then just let it dry out itself in a matter of time. But, of course, you know that Apple and other things have these, like, packages, these devices to help dry out your stuff. I feel like this is a marketing thing. Don't do any of these things because it's
buy our stuff so that
will damage your phone. Buy our stuff. Spend more money.
Exactly. Yep. I'm not sure if I'm buying this. Just a few weeks ago, my girlfriend actually she runs shows, and one of her props was a phone, and it fell into a vase of water, and so she brought it home really quickly, put it into a bag of rice, and it was good and going by the next morning. So I'm not sure if I buy this. Now, this was an older phone. So, like, this is like a Blueberry or something like that. Or not Blueberry, Blackberry.
Oh, the Blackberry.
Yeah. Blueberry. I don't know if it's like an older phone thing, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm not buying this. I think this is another ploy to get into our wallets.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm looking at my phone right now, and it doesn't have as many, like, openings as they did in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, word to the wise, don't put your phone in, your wet phone in rice, according to Apple. Or
according to Apple.
What? If you want to live your life the way you want to live your life, you do you, boo.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.